RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Have you ever heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Did you ever wonder about that? Well, we have with us today Susan Smith-Jones, my favorite co-host and friend, and she's a fabulous author and everything else you want to know about food. Susan, from your memory and experience, what is it about apples that helps us keep the doctor away?
Yeah, now I'm going to be more specific, Michael. It's great to be with you. Eating an apple a day could very well keep your cardiologist away. And that's because all the current studies suggest that regularly eating apples, and when I was a teenager, my grandmother and mom always told me to eat an apple every night. So most nights I do that. But when you eat them regularly, it reduces the risk of stroke and your chances of dying from heart attack. Studies show they help lower cholesterol and also appear to help decrease the risk of lung cancer. You want to make sure you get them organically grown because you want to eat the skin. That's where most of the nutrients are. In fact, it wouldn't be a bad thing to take 3 apples, eat one whole apple with the skin organically grown, peel the other 2, and just eat the skin. That's peeling. Get it? You peel it, and that's appealing. And then you could use maybe the inside of the apple, just throw it in your blender and use it with a smoothie. But apples are very good for you, so much better than pasteurized apple juice, because when you take fresh, raw apple, it's alkaline in the body. That's healing. But when you juice it, and then you have raw juice, that's great. But when companies heat it and pasteurize it, it turns it to an acidic, sweet juice. So it's much better to get the benefits of apples from a whole apple.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, when I eat apples, I actually even eat the seeds because I know they're laced with arsenic. However, arsenic could be fabulous for killing cancer cells. You know, also, when I do lecture, Susan, I often talk about the electromagnetic properties of apples and how that will draw toxins to it, metallic toxins, to get them out of the body. But you said something that I had not heard before, and I would like if you would elaborate, and that is its relationship to lung cancer.
I just read a study about a month ago, and I'm not remembering in what journal it was right now, but they recommended in this study that if you had an apple a day, it would help with lung cancer. Now, Michael, I don't exactly know the physiology of how that works, but I know several people that have lung cancer right now, and I'm recommending that they all have 1 or 2 apples a day.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Also, since we're talking about lung cancer and cancer in general, last week I had done a bunch of shows on cancer, and one of the oils that I recommended was frankincense oil, but it is something that has to be done, you know, dealt with delicately. And also, I find...
Now, are you talking about skin cancer? Because I have a little bottle of essential oil of frankincense. And I've read studies about helps prevent and heal, you know, we got to be careful what we say, but different kinds of skin cancer. And I spent 35 years in the sun in Santa Monica working out and decades ago and never protected myself that well. I started when I was 2 years old. So when I see a little spot now, and I know what actinic keratosis is easily, I put a little drop of my frankincense oil on it, and I do it for 3 to 4 weeks, and usually within a month, the spot is gone.
How interesting. And what I read about it was for internal use. And it's funny because there was something you said, the Accutinic. What people don't realize is that the Accutinic rays are so essential for good health. You know, back in the early 1900s, there was a philosophy called Vitalogy. And one of the things that they did at some of these healing centers is they had a glass room, and you sat in the room naked so that the acutinic rays of the sunshine would pass through your bodies and invigorate your organs.
Well, you know, in the olden days, like over in Europe, people would summer places where they had solariums and where it was warm. My grandmother taught me when I was a teenager to expose as much of your naked body in the privacy of your backyard to the sun as possible. Now, of course, not midday hot sun, but morning or afternoon without sunscreen on. And, you know, and that's something I've always believed in, because the sun is a healing on your body, but it gets a lot of bad rap. And but you have to know how to get sun the healthy way and not just try to get really dark and tan and bake in the sun. You don't want to do that.
No, it's not healthy at all, although you do look good. And as Billy Crystal would say, darling, you look marvelous. You know, I want to go back to walking around nude. You know, I had a piece of property that was completely secluded by trees. I had 14 acres, and I would walk around naked outside. And then a year or two ago, somebody took me to a nudist colony. And what I realized once I was inside is I wished that some of the people would get dressed. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So one of the things interesting.
Right.
You just
that's
got
too much information. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I'm known for a TMI. And, you know, one of the things in thinking about the apple, because we're all familiar with the apple from the story of Adam and Eve. And what people don't realize, or are giving it to you from a symbolic point of view, the apple is symbolic of knowledge. And it's also symbolic of the material plane, because the whole transaction of Eve eating of the apple is symbolic of man getting involved in the material plane. Because we are spiritual beings with incredible gifts and disciplines and abilities. And the catch 22 is that when we entered into the material plane, we got enamored with all the things that we could do with it. And as we have seen today, it is incredibly distracting.
Yeah.
So it is a matter of, you know, people honing in. And one of the ways to break your addictions and the distractions is by eating healthy. Is there anything that you would like to share with us about blueberries? Because I also mentioned blueberries. Yeah. I know they're fabulous antioxidants.
Right.
What else would you bring to the table?
First of all, I was just looking at my notes about lung cancer, and apples are really high in antioxidants, which help mop up all those free radicals, and too many free radicals running amok and wreaking havoc on our bodies is one of the harbingers of cancer. So that's one of the reasons they're good. Blueberries are known as the brain berry. Blueberries are rich in antioxidants, anthocyanins, vitamin C, manganese, lots of fiber, and they're low in calories. And of all the foods on planet Earth, this is the one food, blueberries, that will help the most with keeping your mind sharp and focused and help prevent diseases of the brain. And also, blueberries are great if you have urinary tract infections. Three people came to see me this weekend with, I don't know what's going around, and I recommended that they have 1 to 2 cups of blueberries a day, either fresh or frozen.
Wow. Well, based on the fact that you say it's a brain food, I know that I need more of it in order to build my brain. And so with that, you're listening to Susan Smith Jones and Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.